This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
كيف حالك شيخ؟
الحمد لله بخير. ما
شاء الله. الله يرضى عليك شيخ. As you know, subhanAllah, we are already on the last 10 days and nights of Ramadan. What would you advise us to do?
Yeah, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Brothers and sisters, imagine that these are the last 10 nights of your life. What are you going to do with them? You are not going to waste any single second of them. And I would like everyone, and I'm trying to do that myself, to consider them as an emergency situation. Emergency situation. The plane is going to crash and we are on the plane. We have very limited time. What can we do? So do the maximum. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, despite the fact that he was the leader, he was doing jihad, he was married to a number of wives, despite all of this, he used to seclude himself and leave all of this and seclude himself in the masjid for ibadah. So, brothers, if you can do i'tikaf either in those 10 nights or some nights, some days, or stay in the masjid between two salawat, then do it. Sisters, you can do also the same thing. You can stay after the salah as long as you can in your place. Remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the angels will do dua for you. You can go to the musalla to wait for salah. You can wait between two salawat after finishing the first salah, waiting for the second salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is ribat, this is ribat, this is ribat, as it is standing in front of the enemies. So, brothers and sisters, priority number one is to do i'tikaf. Yeah. Number two, my dear brothers and sisters, set targets. If we don't set targets, we will not achieve. Full stop. Set target that you have to do, for example, the dhikr, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, 100 times, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, 100 times, to make 100 times istighfar, to make 100 times Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasulillah. That you give sadaqa every day, that you call parents, in particular the parents, not for socializing, to call your parents every day. So without these targets, you will not achieve. And most importantly, the recitation of Quran. If you can set a target that you finish the Quran every 3 days, or if you can every day, or at least the minimum once in these last 10 days. So this will help you a lot, my dear brothers and sisters, to achieve. Another important key thing, brothers and sisters, is to repent to Allah Jalla Ala. Set a target that every single day you repent to Allah Jalla Ala minimum once. And at night, you repent to Allah Jalla Ala minimum once. So this is one time in the day, one time in the night. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to repent to Allah Jalla Ala 70 times. Yeah, but we are saying that this is the minimum.
And this is the Prophet.
And this is, of course, the Prophet وسلم, that Allah Jalla Ala said that your sins have been forgiven. And brothers and sisters, please try to minimize what distracts you. Yeah? Being busy with the dunya, thinking about the dunya, and most importantly, social network. If you are going to die, the flight is crashing, you will not be busy with your social media. If these are the last 10 days in your life, you will not be busy in social media.